Chapter 1. The Consciousness. In order to speak about the awakening of the consciousness, the first thing we need to define and know in the most exact way is, what is the consciousness? When we want to define something or know what a thing is, there are two ways of doing it: defining what it is and defining what it is not. At the same time, if we want to understand the meaning of a specific term, it helps us to make an analysis of the qualities or faculties that this term possesses, to analyze what it is for, what the utility it gives us, etc. In this way, through its expressions, we can know its different aspects. People often confuse the consciousness with the intelligence or with the intellect, but the consciousness is not the intelligence, and neither is it the intellect or the mind. In the academic definitions of the word consciousness, it is said that it is the ability of a subject to know itself and its environment. This is a quite accurate definition, but at any rate, the semantics and the exact meaning of the word consciousness that are given in official science, in conventional psychology, and in society are a bit generic, since they put in the same bag many things and terms such as state of vigil, inner and outer knowledge, mental activities, recognition of thoughts, emotions, and action, ethical meanings which can inform us about good and evil or about morality, normal reception of the stimuli of the interior and the exterior by an organism. The word consciousness comes from Latin conscientia, with science, which means shared knowledge, and which in turn comes from the term cum scientia, which means with science or with knowledge. The Latin word scientia comes in turn from Greek word, which is composed of the prefix with and the word, which means information or knowledge, thus forming the meaning with knowledge. In Spanish, the analysis of the word consciousness is very easy, since it is the union of the two words, con ciencia, that is, with science, or as the Master Lakshmi said, according to science. If we are looking for an esoteric definition of the word consciousness, let us see what the Master Samael Onveor tells us in this respect. We affirm that the consciousness in man is beyond all doubt and without fear of being deceived, a very special kind of apprehension of internal knowledge, totally independent of all mental activity. And further, on the Master Samael in his book Fundamental Education describes for us some faculties of the consciousness. The faculty of the consciousness permits us the knowledge of ourselves. The consciousness gives us integral knowledge of what is, where it is, what is really known, what is certainly ignored. In very simple words, we could say that the consciousness is the faculty of capturing direct knowledge without thinking. And arriving at the maximum of simplicity, I dare say that the expression of the consciousness of being conscious of something is to realize. When we realize something, we are conscious of it. In Greek, there is a verb that expresses the phrase, I realize. This verb, which consists of two words, means conscious and is a verb that comes from the ancient Greek, which means to construct, to create, to do something, to execute. This means that the significance of I realize, according to the translation of the Greek, is to make something conscious. That is why Master Ji said that in order to do, we have to be. What is not, cannot do. Only the being has the ability to do. And in order to be, we have to awaken. And in order to awaken, we must kill the ego, liberate the consciousness, and then put it into action. To complete clearly defining what the consciousness is, it is necessary to explain the sevenfold constitution of man in relation to his internal bodies.